bless you this morning. We exalt you. You are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you because of your mercy. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your love over us. We honor you, Lord. We bless you. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. We bow before you. We say you are God and you are not a man. Thank you, righteous Father. O Lord, we worship you for your love that is so great, for your mercy that endures forever, for your love that is so great, O Lord, over us, for your mercy that are new every morning, that are new every day. We worship you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, righteous Father. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. And this morning, O Lord, we ask, Holy Spirit, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Friday, the 5th of September, 2025. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy over your life. Honor him, for he's God and he's not the man. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak over this day as you go, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that I enter into my season of refreshing. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The favor of the Lord is upon me. I declare today that the favor of the Lord covers me like a shield. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the mercy of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord walk for me. The mercy of the Lord answer for me. The mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. Anywhere my name is called, anywhere I am called to answer, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. The mercy of the Lord speaks with me. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that I grow in stature, I grow in wisdom, I grow in favor with God and with men. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day the powers of darkness will not limit my exploits today. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord establish a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare in the name of Jesus that the grace of the Lord is upon me. Oh, I declare that the doors of blessings are open unto me this day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare in the name of Jesus, the Lord break every yoke of hard labor over my life. In the name of Jesus, I go today, I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has said by his word that he's going to open up his good treasures unto me. Oh, I declare that the stores of heaven, the storage of heaven is open unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am not limited in my supply of grace, in my supply of help. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless the works of my hand. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord this morning. I declare it is the Lord that teaches my hand to make profit. I make profit this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord pour out his blessings upon me. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare the works of darkness is frustrated over my life. In the name of Jesus, the tokens of evil, tokens of the diviners is cancelled over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every weapon that is prepared into this day, you will not prosper over my life. In the name of Jesus, evil words that has been spoken over this day, in the name of Jesus, you will not stand over me. You are cancelled in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord enlarge my step, the Lord enlarge my path, the goodness of the Lord dripped on my step, on my path. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day that the Lord bless me, bless my household. In the name of Jesus, I declare that it will not be said of me that there is no bread in the house of bread. The cruse of my oil will not be empty in the name of Jesus, and the bowl of my grain will always be full in the name of Jesus. Oh, there will be food on my table and there will be bread in my house in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless me, bless the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. I am a blessing. The Lord make me great until I am very great in the name of Jesus. His word is upon me. I fulfill his grace upon my life this day. Oh, I come in the volume of books that is written concerning me to do your will, O Lord. in the name of Jesus. I declare, therefore, that your word is established over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare the prophecies are established over me in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Every garment of shame and of disgrace is consumed by the fire of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord anoints me with fresh oil. The Lord anoints me with a oil of favor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. I declare this day that my preservation is confirmed by the Lord of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, today we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Our anchor scripture has been from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3 to be precise. Verse 3, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. The entrance to the place of the supernatural is you calling upon the name of the Lord. The scripture is not asking you to contract it out to somebody. The scripture is not asking you to contract your prayer to somebody, but the scripture is saying, call unto me and I will answer you. It is the word of the Lord. God is not a man that he will lie. God is not the son of man that will repent. He has said it. He stands by his word. Heaven and earth shall pass, but a single dot of his word will not go unfulfilled. He has said, call upon me and I will answer you. Call upon the Lord. He will answer you and he will give you revelation. It is important for you to know as a child of God that your prayer life is the front burner of your existence as a child of God. Prayerlessness has its own consequence, and it's a consequence that you must not seek to experience as a child of God. Understand this about prayer, that it is a divine means for us to commune with God, for us to communicate with God, for us to speak to and listen to him. The consequences of not praying is dangerous. It's not something that you must experience. You have to understand that our fight daily is not in the flesh. Our fight is not in the physical, but it is in the spirit. And the way by which you as a believer stand firm in the spirit is by prayer. The scripture says in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Our warfare is not in the physical, it is in the spirit. When you are prayerless, your impact in life will be limited. As a matter of fact, when you are prayerless, your impact in life might not be felt, because prayer grants you access to your destiny. Prayer grants you unlimited access to the resources of God that you need to fulfill destiny, to fulfill life. Because our fight is not in the physical, our fight is in the spirit. Beloved, know that your valid means of communing with God is prayer. When your altar of prayer is dead or pulled down, you are subjecting yourself to continuous manipulations of the kingdom of darkness. You are subjecting yourself to continuous manipulation by the powers of darkness. Your prayer life brings life. It is important for you to arise and set up your altar of prayer. It is important for you to arise today and bring your prayer life back to life. Give life unto yourself. Arise. Understand that your fight is not in the physical. Your fight is in the spirit. Things go wrong in the spirit before it gets to the physical. Another thing that prayer would do in your life is that your prayer life will always bring you in alignment with the word of God. Your prayer life will always bring you in alignment with the word of God, with the plans of God for your life. Your life will fall in alignment. The scripture says that lines are falling unto me in pleasant places, you find out that your life is aligned with the volume of books that is written concerning you. You walk in alignment with the favor of God. You walk in alignment with the grace of God concerning your life. Prayer aligns you with the volume of grace and blessing that is assigned to you daily. You walk in confidence. You walk in alignment to the grace of God. You walk in alignment with the prophecy that has been declared over you. You walk in alignment with the blessing that has been assigned for you for the day. Understand this, beloved, that it is important for you to stand in the place of prayer. Because of time and space, I am not really going to spend too much time on each of these points, but I want you to write them down. Go over it, and I am praying for you that the Spirit of the Lord will minister to you to make this word develop in your heart, and most importantly, to stir you up in the place of prayer. To stir you up in the place of prayer. This month of September is a month that you have this call to pray. It's a month that you have to bring to bear. You have to bring to remembrance the words that God has spoken concerning you. You have to seek for the fulfillment of the word that has been spoken concerning you. Prophecies that has been pronounced over you. You have to bathe them in the place of prayer in this month of September. Listen to me. Year 2025 must not go without the fulfillment of God's word over your life. He has released his word. That word must stand, must be established in your life. Another point that I want you to put down is that mysteries are made known to you in the place of prayer. I told you about 2 days ago now that the language of the kingdom is revelation. The language by which the will of God is revealed to us is revelation. Mysteries, revelations are given to you in the place of prayer. God is ready to reveal deep things to you. God is ready to reveal his plans unto you. God is ready to align you with his purpose for your life. This is the reason you see that the Holy Spirit is constantly prompting you to the place of prayer. The Holy Spirit is constantly prompting your spirit to sit, to come to the altar and pray. Understand this, dearly beloved, that it is important for you as a child of God to stand in the place of prayer. I pray in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of the Lord will minister to you. You will have a deeper understanding of these words of prayer. Beloved, I am begging you in the name of the Lord. See, these words I am giving you, they are better enjoyed when it is experienced. It is better for you to experience it. That is where the enjoyment is. It is better enjoyed in the experience, not just listen to the words about prayer. When you have your life standing in the presence of the Lord, he reveals mystery to you. Things that you have not seen, things that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of man. It has not been perceived what God asks for those that wait upon him. What God asks for those that diligently seek him in the place of prayer. I am going to give you this last point as I round up for today, and trusting that the Spirit of the Lord will minister upon your heart. I want you to take this with you as you go. One of the things that prayer does in your life, if you have ever been somebody that your thought has always been a point of concern for you, negative thought has always been flooding your heart, immoral thoughts, lustful desire has always been flooding your heart, beloved, stand in the place of prayer. Prayer filters your mind of all evil. Prayer helps the continuous flow of pure thought. Remember, the scripture says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5, casting down imaginations, the weapons of your warfare that you have. Verse 5 says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of Christ. Now look at the last part there. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Your thought is subjected to the obedience of Christ in the place of prayer. You are in the place of prayer because you are in another dimension. You are in the dimension of prayer. You are communing with God. It silences the noise in your head. It silences the noise in your heart. Silences the noise in your mind and bring you under the subjection of the thought of Christ. Bring into captivity your thought to the obedience of the word of Christ. I'm going to stop here today. I want you to stand in the place of prayer. I told you yesterday, and day before yesterday, start today. If you are yet to start, I am encouraging you, start right now. Stand in the place of prayer. It does not matter how long you are able to spend, little steps, take them. Start today, no matter what. You are praying, stand in the presence of God and pray. Oh, the time of prayer is always sweet because it's a time to commune with the Father, a time to dwell in the realm of the love of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is always sweet time to pray. Beloved, this is the time for you to arise in the place of prayer and pray. Pray. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that the Lord break every yoke of prayerlessness of your life in the name of Jesus. The altar of the Spirit of the Lord in you is rebuked in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of darkness is broken off your neck in the name of Jesus. Your spirit is revived today in Jesus' name. We pray. Beloved, I made an announcement yesterday that this coming Thursday, we are going to gather together to pray. It's going to be by 12. We are going to gather together to pray. Second Thursday of the month of September, we are going to come together to pray. It's going to be an hour prayer. We are coming to pray, to stand before the Lord. He said we should call unto him and he will answer. We are going to come together. We are going to pray this coming Thursday. We are going to be online as well. We are going to bring out the platform that is before the day. The platform that you are going to join is going to be there. We are coming to pray. It's a separate program from the one that we did last time. The one we did last time was the last Thursday of last month. That kind of edition is still going to come up this month, last Thursday of September as well. But the one we are having in the immediate is the second Thursday of this month. Next week, Thursday, we are going to come together and we are going to pray. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Permit me to remind you as well of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Our Lord and Master is coming. Our Commissioner is coming. Prepare yourself for his coming. The light that he has given to you, let it shine. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.